Who is assistant coach Joe Prunty's wife?
Her name
is know
Laura.
What I'm talking about?
Her name is Laura.
Oh, Yanni.
You're an idiot.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hang Zone.
Yes.
Hey, congratulations on show 800. Big fan.
Oh, thank you so much. It means a lot coming from you.
Thank you. Dan, you're my leader because you're the only person I've ever heard, other than myself, that dreams of having a full-size dryer in their bathroom.
Wouldn't it be great? The second you walk out of the shower, you just grab that right out of there?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Same page. I'm with you.
We should hang out.
Definitely. We can heat each other's towels up.
Yeah.
Hand them to you right out of the shower.
We can go hunt MILF.
Oh, yeah. Slaying it.
All right. Well,
thanks,
hey,
man.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. What else?
You have more.
Joke.
What?
A joke?
Yeah, why not?
Thanks, Jake. I love you, too. What's more annoying than ants in your pants?
Uncles.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, that's a terrible comedian, Blake. When you know the punchline, you don't give the punchline.
He was mad because somebody else was going to be the funny guy.
Oh, okay. Blake's the guy.
I do the jokes, brother.
Punchline guy, right?
Yeah, Blake, read another liner that's a day old.
You think I choose these liners?
Thanks,
dude.
Let me
just pick the best one of the
call
bunch
of the
and
day.
I'll read that one.
Yeah, hey, you can find out on the 7th, so get your time machine and see if you can cornhole. Great, yeah.
Blow him up. Get rid of this guy.
Why? He's great. Oh, look, he survived. How you doing, man?
Right, yeah,
hey, text 22126 for tickets to America's Bicentennial.
Mesa, go ahead and text.
All right, we're going to hang up on you now.
All right, thanks, guys. Love you.
A time machine.
Number one.
Is that the lowest rent usage of a time machine of all time?
to get the liner right?
Just or to, you can sign to be up able for to... cornhole?
Yeah, it would be nice to eliminate Hitler, but what if I could get in on this cornhole bit?
These liners are so old.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's good stuff.
All right, we have some audio on the radio. We all remember when Thom Brenneman was caught with a hot mic. He was either talking about a bundle of sticks or a cigarette in Britain or perhaps using a slur for homosexuals.
Homosexuals.
And
I made a comment earlier tonight.
So then that was caught, and I guess later in the game, he came on the air and had to apologize about it. Let's kind of listen to a little of that.
3-0 ball game with the Reds in front of the Royals. We go to the top half of the fifth inning. Castellanos to lead things off. Jim Day's going to be taking us the rest of the way through this game. As Holland takes over on the mound. I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Son.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds.
Anyway.
It's unbelievable.
He would go on to apologize more for 30 more seconds. And yes, but didn't miss a beat. He knew his primary objective in this seat is to call the game. And everything else is secondary, but he had to weave it in. And it was a so now Castellanos hit a home run. That turned out to be, hey, didn't Kyle Gibson say he's well aware of, like, Castellanos thinks it's funny and all that kind of stuff? Because it's become a thing now. And some of it predates this, where they had to go back and search for some Castellanos stuff. Most of it is after this, where it just seems that something very serious is going on while Castellanos is at bat. This one is the Royals we're broadcasting.
Well, we're going to tell you about a great man, and it's a loss for the Royals family. This is George Gorman, who passed away.
So they're doing a touching obituary about a guy that is close to the team.
Well, Nicholas Castellanos was 0 for 2 with two strikeouts against Mike Minor curveballs his first time up. And that slider didn't quite slide enough.
Nope. Okay, so apparently he, you know, that's where Castellanos, they didn't say his name.
Abby and Caroline, who lost their grandfather, but they had him for 96 years.
Wow. Blessing. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah, and then Nick Castellanos hit a home run during that. He this was an apology, I believe, by the Blue Jays.
Charlie Montoyo and Pete Walker sitting on the bench, and Salcedo gets a strikeout, and of course
Sports
Pete
panties.
Walker was unfortunately arrested early Friday morning for driving under the influence, and he made a statement apologizing for his actions. Obviously, very.
So this is is their pitching coach? Let's see.
Very highly respected pitching coach, but Blue Jays and the organization are going to wait until all of the information is gathered.
That's all we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So he is continuing to serve as the pitching coach, and he's been here today watching these Blue Jays pitchers so far. Three pitchers today, and we're scheduled to see Thomas Hatz, Julian Merriweather, and maybe Anthony Castro throughout the course of this game. Little looper, that's going to drop for a base hit. Castellanos reached out and poked it into right.
So, yeah.
So we have
We're reading the apology statement, and I guess this is a Memorial Day tribute.
Who gave the greatest of sacrifices, the Honorable Patrick Murphy, former Acting Secretary of the United States Army, along with Brigadier General and Deputy Adjunct General for Veteran Affairs, Maureen Weigel.
Let me just fast forward just a little bit during the Memorial Day.
Vacant here at Citizens Bank Park, honoring those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Castellanos rips one to deep left field. It is gone!
Incredible.
So it's become a thing.
And like, I just love the cadence, the way it works, too. Those that paid the ultimate sacrifice. As Castellanos rips one to left field.
But just the name Castellanos now in the middle of anything.
So this comes to us from a game, I believe this was Sunday.
So we have a new one.
A new one. It's Monday.
And you have to watch to not be ball sack now, because people are now overlaying.
Yes.
They're faking audio just to make it look like Castellanos got a hit.
They've put in Castellanos home runs in important moments in history.
Yeah.
Have you done your research? Are you sure?
I pulled this from MLB TV, and I went to the game log.
Not from a Twitter 20-second clip?
No. Come on. You know us. I'll go to the ML. I'll pay for all of the packages to try to not get sacked.
Hey, I know the punchline. I'm just trying to set you up. I'm not going to steal your punchline.
What a jerk. This is a Phillies-Tigers game in Philadelphia on Monday. This is from the second inning. And the Phillies broadcast has Buster Olney in the booth, and they have Buster Olney in the booth for a special reason. This is coming out of break to start the back half of the second inning.
Bank Park. Obviously, this past Friday was Lou Gehrig's day around baseball, but today the Phillies
start again. How many guys just sound exactly like Thom Brenneman?
That's what I thought. Yeah,
I mean, even one of the other guys you played,
yeah,
I don't think was Thom, sounds exactly like him.
This guy sounds just like him too.
Obviously, this past Friday was Lou Gehrig's day around baseball, but today the Phillies are honoring those who are going through this hellacious disease.
Oh wait, I'm just gonna offer my notes here. I'm going to move away from the drop D butt rock drowning pool sound while we're doing ALS talk. They're literally showing
it's a horrific
kids
disease.
With ALS. And it's bump, 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 ba-da-da, bump, bump, bump.
Obviously, this past Friday was Lou Gehrig's day around baseball, but today the Phillies are honoring those who are going through this hellacious disease. And Tim Kirkchen,
Tim Kirkchen, not Buster Olney. My mistake, but you know the deal.
National broadcaster, writer. His brother is going through the same things. You saw him talking to Dave Dombrowski there. Those are some of the patients who are being honored with the first pitch before tonight's ball game. We say honored because it's important to honor them so we can find a cure for this terrible disease. And the Phillies have done so much for ALS, the Philadelphia chapter, over the years.
and have raised over $20 million since 1984. And Tim Kirkchin joins us up here with his buddy Johnny.
Okay, so the stage is set there, right? Let's fast forward a little bit. Here's Kirkchin.
Right, and that's what we're trying to do. Lou Gehrig died 82 years ago, and we still don't have a cure for this. This is terrible what's going on here. My brother was a great athlete. Now he can't even use his hands. He can't even walk. And yet his spirits are unbelievably high still, which is great.
Well, I know it's hard for you and your family, too, but...
Okay, so this goes on for about six more minutes. And I believe the fourth batter of the inning, with a runner on in a 1-0 game, is Nick Castellanos. So we will now skip ahead.
You can always hear that crack of the bat, too, right?
Yeah, well, you're going to hear it.
Touching.
Yeah, you're going to hear it. This is Castellanos. I want to say it's an 0-1 count.
He could catch a baseball and throw a baseball when his hands don't even work anymore. That's a tribute to his athleticism.
Here's Castellanos, a swing and a miss. All right, so baseball obviously has this crazy relationship with ALS because of Lou Gehrig. But there's been a lot of folks, yourself included, Sarah Langs, John Shambi, who's Chicago Cubs television broadcaster, as that ball is rocketed down the left field line. That is a fair ball, one hop off the wall. Guthrie can run. He's being waved.
Boy, he can just change his cadence instantly.
Here's the throw to the plate by Baez. Not in time! RBI double for Castellanos. 2-0 Phillies.
Back to your brother.
Well, they do actually get back to it, but it's just, it's so dark that Kirchin's like, yeah, my brother can't use his hands, he can't use his feet, he can't stand up, and here he is, see what he can do with it. That is
Rocket!
Ripped to left field. Can he score from there? It looks like Baez will score, and it's a 2-0 ball game.
The only thing missing is the broadcaster bridge of, here's the guy who can use his hands, Castellanos rips it down the line.
And look at his legs. Look, oh my.
He'll turn that into three. Yeah, that's it's just, you want to hear a little bit of it again here.
It's a swing and a miss. All right, so baseball obviously has this crazy relationship with ALS because of Lou Gehrig. There's been a lot of folks, yourself included, Sarah Langs, John Shambi.
We've all dealt with it.
Chicago Cubs television broadcaster. As that ball is rocketed down the left field line. That is a fair ball. One hop off the wall. Guthrie can run. He's being waved home. Around third. Here's the throw to the plate by Baez. Not in time. RBI double for Castellanos. 2-0 Phillies.
The crowd's going insane.
Yeah.
That helps too. Just the home crowd. We didn't know that you were doing a whole sad thing. All right, shout out to Nick Castellanos and every MLB announcer sounding the same.